Outlaw Dean, hurry up and get to the root cellar. It's gonna be a bad one.
Let me see if I understand what you are telling me. Are you saying that if I give you 13 kilos of my wheat, that you will allow me to cross over your bridge? Is this not what you are telling me?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Hey, what's that little gal thinks he's doing?
Well, it was a long time ago, but to the best of me recollection, there were thousands of them. But like any good trooper, I stood my ground. I wasn't about to let those little wild rabbits get all of our carrots.
Oh, there was not thousands of them. There were only two. And one of them couldn't even see.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, wouldn't it be nice if donkeys had their own special vacation beach somewhere in the Bahamas? I can just picture it now. Beautiful female donkeys walking around in two-piece bathing suits, five-gallon bucket margaritas with umbrellas in them, and long, long lines of grain bins all up and down a beach. I wonder why they don't have donkey beaches.
No, 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 guys, you're doing it all wrong.
All right, Mr. Smart Guy, just what exactly about it are we doing wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with the way we're doing it? It's the way we've been doing it for years.
Well, there is one thing that I would really like for you to do for me.
Yeah, and what might that be?
Well, I'm not sure if you know it or not, but this is only the beginning.
Oh, my sweet little shell. Where is it that I shall live now?
Shade, I don't mind doing all this for you. It's what being friends is all about.
Your evil ways and wicked spells will not work in this realm. I command you to leave or suffer my wrath.
Well, you do know that if you buy six of these fine red hens, that I'll throw the rooster in for free.
I thought I saw a putty tat. I did see a putty tat.
It was a cold, dark, scary night.
Hey, come on, guys. Leave the poor little insensitive sloth alone.